Tension is rising in Guyana after the killing of three young men. Such is the situation that President Irfan Ali last night announced that the government has asked the UK and the Caribbean Regional Security System to probe the killings, the first of which occurred over the weekend when two cousins lost their lives.
The two young men were last seen alive on Saturday when they ventured into the back dam to pick coconuts. Their mutilated bodies with slashes to the neck and broken bones were found on Sunday afternoon.
Another body was found yesterday.
Police investigators on the west coast of Berbice have found themselves investigating yet another murder in the area, as protest action and reports of violent attacks have been increasing. The body of 17-year-old Harish Singh was found around midday in the back dam of No. 3 Village, West Coast, Berbice. According to the crime chief, Wendell Bladham, the body was found with a wound to the head. The crime chief also confirmed that the young man is the grandson of one of the suspects who was in custody for the double murder of cousins Isaiah and Joel Henry, who were murdered last weekend. Well, with reports of persons being attacked during protest action on the west coast of Berbice, Home Affairs Minister Robson Benn is laying blame for the situation at the doorsteps of the opposition leader and the former president. In a statement punctuated mostly by exclamation marks, Mr. Benn accused the opposition leader Joe Harmon and former President David Granger of creating what he called an atmosphere of unfounded suspicions. He said he believes the statements being made by the two have led to the widespread protests and the attacks.
Unfortunately, Messrs. Granger and Harmon of the APNU descended on the communities and in their statements and rhetoric have created an atmosphere engendering unfounded accusations, suspicions, leading to racial polarization and attacks. Further loss of life and injuries and damage to property are still on the way, and people are indeed experiencing a bad situation on all sides. The escalation in violence rests squarely at the doors of these two gentlemen and specific known political agitators of their ilk.
The opposition leader and the former president, during a visit with the parents of the murdered teenagers on Monday, called on the police to conduct a thorough investigation while also demanding an independent probe. During that visit, former President Granger also called on the police to protect the villages from attacks.
Earlier in the week, this was reported as well.
While members of the joint services were forced to form a protective circle around Prime Minister Mark Phillips, Home Affairs Minister Robson Benn, and Human Services Minister Dr. Vinny Prasad, as angry protesters on the west coast of Berbice blocked and confronted them during a visit this afternoon. Some of the protesters said the situation in the West Berbice area has been simmering for years.
Have been incited by Mr. Barjagu on a subliminal level.
We are not stupid. No, we are stupid. Get you out of there. Air finale will do good. Air finale will do good. Get Jagu out of there. That's right. Jagu are going for revenge.
All right, wait.
Yeah, but what is your action plan to move forward in terms of creating a process of healing? I got Indian nieces, nephews. You know what I'm saying? And it is obnoxious to see that instead of condemning openly these acts that have been systematically done to the Afro Nation, that they in turn retaliate with violence against us, as to show that we have no right to even retaliate against the atrocities that's been committed against us. That's what you say, we have no right to even say or retaliate against it.
President Irfan Ali addressed the nation last night and said that the killers of all three of the young men would be brought to justice.
The president also said those who have used the protests to attack others must also be brought to justice, and it must be made clear that seeking justice has nothing to do with criminality. Like the Home Affairs Minister, the president also sought to lay blame at the doorsteps of the opposition.
No leader can condone this. And it is in this regard that I find the statement of Joseph Harmon unhelpful to the situation. For a matter of fact, it is his statement
that would have ignited the situation on the ground. Calling this a struggle against a fraudulent government and oppression.
Guyana's President Irfan Ali. The unrest sparked by the killings in Guyana comes against the background of the long drawn-out determination of elections in that country, one that is facing deep racial divisions. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.